from Oroville, Saturday, 25th July, 2009. On microphone, Marlenka, in studio, Sean and Chloe. The weather forecast continues to predict rainfall. This is traditionally the summer monsoon season. So far, only a few drops have fallen, but hope reigns eternally. The temperature range is 29 to 32 degrees, winds from the southwest 18 to 25 kilometers per hour. Today's news features an excerpt from last Tuesday's general meeting, which presented the newly formed Oroville Council and working committee members to the residents of Oroville.
I mean, the first thing is that we started operating. Tomorrow it will be exactly 1 month. And our main priority, of course, has been to prepare the meeting with the governing board and the IAC. We have had one meeting with the Oroville Council to just start connecting together. And we obviously want to collaborate with them. We want to collaborate with every group. And I think one of the things that we want to do is really to try to get the groups which are working in similar fields to coordinate better their actions. And we also want to have more interaction with the community. One of the things that the secretary and some members of the governing board often tell the working committee members is that your meetings are very poorly attended. What is this residents' assembly? It is just a few people, etc. So we think that for the community to be more credible, and it has to be more credible, it is absolutely necessary to organize a better interaction, better communication, better participation of the community at large. And that is something I think we have really at heart to do. Now, let's see how we can do it. It is very much depending on the community the meetings have to be properly organized, and it has to be essentially positive. There has to be a part of, people have to be able to put their grievance, of course, but there has to be a positive mood, otherwise people will stop attending. So we don't know exactly, you know, this is what we will try to do, how to do it, etc. We are going to start working on this as soon as from next week onwards. Now we have been very busy with the preparation of these two meetings.
On Thursday at Kalabumi Community, there will be a jazz evening of compositions by Andrea Jeremiah, Mishko Mba, and Matt Littlewood, featuring Andrea on vocals, Keith Peters on bass, Mishko Mba piano and bass, Siddharth Srinivasan guitar, Matt Littlewood piano and sax, and Suresh Bhaskara on drums and percussion. Both Matt and Suresh are Orovillians. The other musicians have been invited to play, and not for the first time here. Kalabumi is a residential community of artists, musicians, fine artists, sculptors, people whose life work is in the field of the arts. There's a soundproof practice room, a soundproof recording studio, and two stages where dramas and musical presentations are offered to the residents and guests. Matt and Suresh not only perform and compose, they're both active in teaching children who are interested in learning to play in the schools and privately. A quote from the writings of the mother. If we would let ourselves rely on the divine, let him decide everything for us, then we could know it's always for the best what happens. This is an absolute fact. To the extent to which one surrenders, the best happens to you. It may not be in conformity with what you would like, your desire, preference, as these things are blind, but from the spiritual point of view, the best for your growth, your progress, your true life happens. It's always like that, always without exception. The news is an echo in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please contact oravilleradio.org, and thanks for listening.